with a Stouffer legal attorney. If you don't plan for yourself, the state of Maryland has a plan for you, and it's probably not what you or your family want. It's easy to be Stouffer legal safe. Visit planbaltimore.com today.
WCVM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore's listening.
In Kiev, a Ukrainian military orchestra trumpeted defiantly in a ceremony to mark a year since the start of the war. As morning broke on a day of commemorations and reflection, President Volodymyr Zelensky struck a tone of grim determination, tweeting, "We know that 2023 will be the year of our victory." At the ceremony itself, he thanked all Ukrainians who took part in the fight to preserve the nation, calling them a bright memory to all those whose lives were taken by this war. I'm Karen Chamas.
More lawsuits are being filed against Norfolk Southern following that toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. An Ohio-based law firm announced it filed a class-action lawsuit on behalf of all residents within 30 miles of the derailment site. In addition to seeking punitive damages, the suit's pushing for the creation of a fund for medical monitoring, new testing, and cleaning procedures. The train that derailed earlier in the month exposed the community to toxic chemicals. Governor Kay Ivey of Alabama is ready to resume executions.
The state was forced to cancel three lethal injections because of problems with intravenous lines. In November, Ivey ordered a top-to-bottom review of death penalty procedures. 3 months later, Ivey says it's time to obtain justice for victims' families in Alabama. Changes have been made in staffing and equipment. Critics say the review should have been done by an outside group. A motion has been filed with Alabama's Supreme Court for an execution date for James Barber, who was sentenced to death for the 2001 beating death of an elderly woman. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
China is attacking the U.S. patent system, stealing American innovations, and we are helping them do it.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
Innovation Race, the shocking new movie from the Tea Party Patriots, exposes the truth. China will use our own technology to threaten our economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself. This is a race that we cannot afford to lose because we're not going to have a country.
If China gains control over 5G technology with a flip of a switch, they could remotely turn off our phones, our cars, even our power grid.
We've lost sight of what it is to protect this nation.
We need to up our game.
In today's high-tech world, there's no prize for second place. Watch Innovation Race, available now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
There's been an arrest of a suspected Hezbollah terrorist.
A Lebanese and Belgian citizen labeled a global terrorist by the United States in 2018 when $10 million was offered for information about his whereabouts has been captured in Bucharest, Romania. Friday's arrest of Mohamed Ibrahim Batsi on charges describing him as a key Hezbollah financier was announced by federal authorities. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace in Brooklyn said the extradition of Batsi and Talal Shaheen, a Lebanese citizen, was sought on charges in an indictment returned last month in Brooklyn federal court. Peace said Batsi wrongly thought he could illegally move hundreds of thousands of dollars from the United States to Lebanon without being noticed. Keith Peters reporting.
A special meeting in the West Virginia capital of Charleston is held on a bill that would codify the rights of residents to challenge government regulations that interfere with their religious beliefs. News and analysis at townhall.com. The pending release of his new book is fueling speculation that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will soon announce his expected bid for the Republican presidential nomination.
The book, The Courage to be Free, Florida's Blueprint for America's Revival, is due out at month's end. An invitation to the book release reads, "No leader has accomplished more for his state than Governor DeSantis, and he is now sharing this winning blueprint with the country." DeSantis would hardly be the first presidential candidate to release a book. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney did it prior to their White House campaigns. Rich Thomason reporting.
Well, since launching her 2024 presidential bid, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has not revealed how much money her campaign has taken in. but it's been enormously pleased with this initial funding, it says, and will wait until the April 15th deadline. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Winter comes back in for at least one day here Saturday. Going to feel much colder for the top of the weekend forecast here in Baltimore. Northwest winds have brought the chill down 30 degrees overnight tonight. Some light snows early Saturday morning. There are some winter weather advisories up for the mountains to our west early Saturday. High 36, low 33. No travel problems expected from the light snows early Saturday. Then Sunday morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, warmer, high 54 degrees. Rain Monday, 46. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Bernie Flowers. I ran for Congress in the 2nd Congressional District. I'm a retired military officer and a retired civil servant. I know what works in government, and I know what doesn't. In Baltimore City and surrounding areas, government is not working. Crime is up, premature deaths are up, and too many young lives are being lost. Even though I did not win my congressional race, I still care deeply about Charm City and the people who live there. I helped found Commitment Charm City Incorporated, and I've also written a book called Black Values Matter. In this book, I offer solutions to some of the problems in Baltimore and America's urban areas. My ideas and solutions won't be popular, but neither is the status quo. Let's start making changes that Baltimore and our country need, because Black Values Matter. You can find my book, Black Values Matter, on Amazon.com and soon on Audible.com. And also on my website, BernieFlowers.com. God bless America, and thank you.
Live late night radio is alive and well on WCBM. Hi, I'm Frank Morano, and I want to bring you to the other side of midnight from 1 to 5 a.m. every Monday through Friday, where you'll get to hear about some of the news that didn't make it to the front page. My show also features celebrity interviews, in-depth discussion of pop culture, humorous stories from my own life. Join me dark and early from 1 to 5 a.m. for a live overnight party called The Other Side of Midnight, only on WCBM 680.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We guess what we talk about. Yes, right. We talk about Backyard Billy's, one of our sponsors. We also talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Man, we're in the heart of it down in Dorchester County this weekend. We attended the National Outdoor Show last night and saw some great Dorchester County deer. Check the Facebook page for Bucks-Bears-Stags or Bucks Bears Stags, and you will see quite an accomplishment by one of the local fellows down there. His name is David Seacott, and he actually took, believe this or not, all three Maryland big game species. Now, not all in one year, but you don't need to take them all in one year for the Maryland Triple Slam with a sika deer, a white-tailed deer, and a black bear with a flintlock that he built himself. Pretty big accomplishment in my eyes, but, you know, so he finally brought his deer in. He brought four deer in last night, two whitetails and two sika deer. Whitetail and one of the whitetails, one of the sika were taken with a shotgun and a bow, but the impressive ones were the ones with the flintlock. So congratulations to David, and we enjoyed measuring up his deer. We'll have our guys down there today at the South Dorchester School, Golden Hill, and they'll be measuring up Maryland whitetail, black bear, and sitka deer. If you want to bring one in and have it measured up for the record book, they'll be there waiting for you. We reduced the entry fee to $20 because you got to pay an admission fee to get in the show. So we always work with the show promoter and try to cut people a break on their entry fee just because they have to, you know, pay to get in the show. So it was a good time last night. Doug Wigfield, who has been going through chemo, a pretty bad bout with cancer, and Doug came out last night and measured up a couple of those deer. It was good to see him. He's looking good. He's lost a lot of weight. He hung in there and did his due diligence on these deer, and we were just excited to see Doug, and so were the people that came to the show. Chuck Wilcox was there, and Chuck will be there today along with our new fellow John Melvin. So we're going to have a good show. Robin and I will be there. Robin's not here right now. She's kind of getting ready for the show already this morning, sleeping in a little, I hope, and getting ready for the show. So we're off to a good start here. How about giving us a phone call? Nothing's in season right now. 410 WCBM 680. It's a little cold out there. If you want to, you know, if you want to go fishing today, you're welcome to do that, but you're going to be fighting a pretty nasty northwest wind and some cold temperatures. But you know what? I've fished in it. It's not horrible. And depending on where you go, you could catch some of the nice winter species that seem to bite early, and that's be, you know, things like pickerel and crappie and even some bass in places, some perch. Seemed to be an article, I got a copy of it, I really didn't read it, about the downturn in the perch population. I'm not sure that's happened, and I'm not sure what DNR is saying about it. I mean, but, you know, like any critter, especially fish in the Chesapeake region, you know this with a lot of other species like bluefish and croakers, they come and go. You know, something rises to the top like red drum, and something goes to the bottom like bluefish. So is this another cyclical thing with yellow perch or not? We're not sure. Maybe later on in the show, Uncle Dale will call in and tell us whether or not that's true. So, you know, everybody expects the yellow perch to start biting, you know, December 31st and run through April 1st, and it doesn't always work that way. So, I mean, we're seeing some fantastic catches out there, some big fish, and we're hearing some good reports, but not everywhere. So, 410-922-6680 is our number. Aaron is our producer this morning, and John in Ellicott City is on hold. So let's talk to John. Good morning, John.
Hey, Alan, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good.
I won a couple of tickets to the Great Outdoor Show.
Okay.
A few weeks ago.
All right.
And went up with a few buddies from the first Monday. I just wanted to call and thank you and tell you what a great time we had.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Was that the first time you'd ever gone?
Oh, no. No, I've been going for years.
Yep.
The difference is now, when we were younger and we were working and raising kids, we'd have to go up there, you know, on the weekends.
Yep.
Well, now we're all retired and our kids are raised.
Right.
So we go up there during the week.
Yeah, makes sense. Not as crowded. Yep.
Oh, I tell you, buddy, had a great time. So I just wanted to call and thank you again.
Well, thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was fun.
I appreciate that.
You know, when we talked, I told you I was going to stop by the Ruger Marlin Pavilion and look at the new Marlins, and they are sweet. I talked to a young fellow there, and he said right now they're only producing I'm not even sure the model. You know it better than I do. Maybe it's like an 1874 or something, and it's in 4570. He said within the next year or two, they're going to be able to increase their production and have different calibers and different models. That was good to hear.
Yep. I'd like to own one of those 4570s, but, you know, I'm holding off on a number of guns. You know, I want to own an A5 Browning. I want to own a 4570 in the Marlin. I like that. But, you know, other opportunities will come by. I've got all the guns that I could possibly use for any kind of, you know, shooting, hunting, or anything like that, which is okay. But I've got that 450 Marlin that rivals.
Telling me about,
that rivals the 4570. It was actually brought out by Marlin, And I've got one of the original Marlins before Remington took them over. And it is a sweet shooting gun. I mean, not a lot of recoil. It's accurate. It's powerful. It's deadly. Shoots a 325 grain bullet, and just it's tack driver, you know.
Yeah. After we talked, I looked up the specs on that thing. It's a real thumper.
It is, and it's not horrible on the recoil, because it's a pretty heavy gun, you know.
Yeah.
Weight wise. And I'm not sure the synthetic in the 4570 would do that, but I think they're a black finished wood, aren't they? The Marlin, the Ruger Marlin with the 4570.
The ones they had. Well, the ones that grabbed my attention anyway. They may have had some of the dark finish. The ones that grabbed my attention were the stainless steel that they had.
Yeah.
Of course.
What was the stock?
It was a wooden stock. The one that I was handling was.
Is it just a walnut stock or is it a smoke gray? I can't remember.
I think it might have been a laminate stock.
Ah, possibly. Possibly
stainless steel with laminate. So, yep. Best of both worlds, really.
Yeah, of course.
Not to worry about the warpage and what have you, and that it looks nice, but.
Yeah.
But, the old blue. High luster blue finish with the walnut stocks. There's just something about them.
That's right. That's right. Yep. I've got my Ruger 270, model 77 that I've had for, it's now 40 years old. And I mean, I have taken so many deer, and I think I've taken all but one of my Sika deer with that. I've taken one with a compound, one with a crossbow. But all the stags, other than the last one, I've taken with that 270, and it's a sweet gun. It just shoots as sweet today as it did before, I bought it. So
there's always one. There's always one that you have that you just always want to go back to.
Exactly. Oh, I love carrying that thing. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yep. So
go ahead.
Go ahead. The old expression.
Yeah, the old expression, I have all the guns I need, but not all I want, something along those lines.
That's
all I want.
That's right, exactly.
But for me, it's a, years ago, I don't know how many people owned it before I got a hold of it, but it's a Remington 700, BDL.
Yep.
And it's an aught-6.
Yep.
And there's just something about those older rifles. If you take care of them, they just keep right on ticking.
Yep, that was the deer rifle of the day, buddy. That's for sure.
Yeah. But during inclement weather, there's nothing like a polymer stock and stainless steel. Right?
That's true. That's true.
I know you're busy, so I won't talk your ear off, but I wanted to.
Oh, I talk about that kind of stuff all day, man.
I just want to tell you what a great time we all had.
Three of us went up,
and it was just so much fun. And Sean Mann was up there. He had a booth.
Oh, yeah, Sean's always there.
I've only met him maybe 3-4 times, but the two fellows I was with, they're both waterfowl hunters, so we stopped by and chatted with him for quite a while. And he's a nice fellow. He's always gives good advice.
Oh yeah, no questions. There was people there last night, and had a young man with him. I'd say he was maybe 11 or 12 years old, and his dad brought in a nice Sika stag, and he was talking, and he talked about getting into waterfowl. And it was pretty funny. No. I'm wrong. That was one group. Another fella came in that didn't have a deer. He and his two sons were all in camo, and they were talking about taking their hunter safety education course. I think maybe they had gone through the apprentice course or something. I wasn't following that close, but they're all in camo, you know, and they said they're waterfowl hunters, and they can't wait to, you know, go goose hunting again and learn how to call. I think the mother said learn how to call. And I said, yeah, tahoot. And he goes, looks at me, and you got to get a Sean Mann Eastern Shoreman, man. That's how you learn to call, tahoot.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who are the contest winners, right? Rather, should I rephrase this? Who is the contest winner, right?
Well, he's a grand champion, which means he won the worlds 5 times.
Yeah. And after that, I think they have to retire, right? They can't win it anymore.
Yeah, they can't win anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, you're right. So.
All righty. Well,
hey, thanks for the call. Starting it off really good. I appreciate that.
Okay, old buddy. When Robin gets there, you tell her I said hi.
All right. I'll tell her John said hi.
Take care now.
Bye-bye. All right, man. Take care. See ya.
Thanks.
That was nice. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Way to start the conversation, I will tell you. It was in the heart of the country last night. Boy, I'll tell you, they'll be serving up their muskrats. I talked to Mr. Flowers, who's the muskrat trapper and prepares all the muskrats for cooking at the event. And I think they had the Little Miss and Little Mister outdoors contest last night, and then tonight late the World Muskrat Skinning Championship transpires. So we're looking forward to that. So we are. Yep. What did I do here? I did something wrong. I sure did. All right. Well, the 76th National Outdoor Shows, you know, wraps up today. Doors open at 9 o'clock. It's 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. Admission's only $8 for adults, $4 for child. It is home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Remind me to tell you a boot-sucking story. If I can remember all of it. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. Technologically savvy? Yeah. There's Wi-Fi in the school that's hooked up for the folks that are exhibitors and everybody else that want to do their business transactions. And the password is muskrat23!. So we signed on to the technologically advanced Wi-Fi in the heart of muskrat country at the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests and educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. You can savor local seafood delicacies. I had the oyster stew. Man, that was good. They've got oysters on the half shell. They're serving oysters on the half shell for a buck a shot. They've got padded oysters. They got crab cakes. We're ready to go. Muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. You can even try that out. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. It's Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, 2023. We'll see you at the 76th National Outdoor Show. You can visit nationaloutdoorshow.org for more information if you like. You know, Clyde Sports Shop, they're getting ready for their big sale coming up, and that's coming up not in a couple of weeks, March 17th through March 26th. It's a 10-day sale. All the fishing rods, reels, combos, and fishing tackle are 10% off, and this sale excludes bait and your license, of course. The monofilament, if you need some line, and I checked one of my reels the other day, and I need some line on there. It's one of my ultralights. I need to get to Clyde's. You can get premium monofilament line, Strand, Berkeley, Shakespeare, whatever you prefer, half price. It starts at just 1.5 cents per yard. All you do is bring your empty spools in, and they will install new line for you. It doesn't include the braid line, the Power Pro, just so you know. Featuring Shakespeare, including the world-famous Ugly Stick, Fluger rods and reels. The Fluger spinning reels are on sale. The President Series, I have one of those. I bought one last year. They're really nice reels. The Penn spinning reels on sale featuring the Battle 3 Series, kids fishing combos that start at $19.95, and, of course, all rod and reel combinations are on sale. Don't forget to check out their selection of St. Croix rods. St. Croix. If you can afford a St. Croix rod and you love the sensitivity and the feel of a great, great fishing rod, St. Croix is the one. They've got live and frozen bait and all the terminal tackle and rockfish tackle and all that stuff too. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports. www.clydesports.com. Open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you stopped in. Now, stopped by Backyard Billy's the other day. I talked to Bill. Always a good conversation. And, you know, he said, it's doing great on the pellet stoves and doing great on the wood stoves. The pellet stoves by Enviro and wood stoves by Regency, the gas fireplace inserts like ours by Enviro. But he said, you know, here's what's going on, believe this or not. People are paying attention to the economy. He said they are, with the price of eggs, people are coming in and purchasing chicken coops. People want to own chickens, and the regulations are pretty lenient. Their chicken coops are a wide variety, all sizes, all makes, all styles. They have portable ones that you can move from place to place, and they have, you know, all the chicken coops you could need one or imagine. They also have dog kennels. Don't forget about the dog kennels as well. And, you know, the storage sheds are a part that we don't talk about much. We just kind of gloss over that. But all that big stuff, free transportation and setup within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland beaches as well. Inside the showroom, of course, you can see the barbecue grills. Time for a new one? Get a Traeger pellet grill. Control it with your phone, Bluetooth. The Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe grill smokers, world famous. I mean, they just smoke meat like it's unbelievable. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings. It's amazing. I mean, if you like that outdoor fire experience, they've got the fire tables, they've got the outdoor rings and so forth. And pardon me. Ooh. Snuck up on me, apologize. Don't forget the garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle or theme. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer, as I mentioned, in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. If you need a chicken coop, stop by Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, lightening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, all right. Hey, it is National... How did they say it? National Invasive Species Awareness Week. How about that? National Invasive Species Awareness Week, February 20th through the 26th, which, you know, the timing is always great with the Department of Natural Resources, so that press release came out yesterday. It would have been nice to know that last week, and we could have talked about it, but if you click on the website or click on that press release, it will tell you about some of the invasive species that are here in Maryland, the threat they pose, and what can be done to prevent their spread. And the photo spread shows the zebra mussels and the viral crayfish and the mitten crab and the northern snakehead and a couple plants that I'm not aware of, and the blue and flathead catfish. But if you click on the link, the entire website talks about all the invasive species. It talks about dumping your bait bucket and what harm that can do. It talks about blue and flathead catfish. It talks about the Chinese mitten crab, which nobody's seen in a long time. If there's any watermen out there, anybody who knows about it, anybody who's caught a mitten crab in the last 5 years, I'd love to hear about it, because we don't know of any. And they, you know, they may report them certain times, but it's, you know, they've all but vanished. Didymo, which is an invasive algae, the emerald ash borer, forest pest, northern snakehead, purple loosestrife, rusty crayfish, which is an invasive species. The viral crayfish was another one. And there's a survey of the aquatic invasive species in Maryland lakes, the water chestnut, the wavy leaf basket grass is another one. I've had experience with that in certain areas. Liberty Reservoir is... you know, the public hunting area is covered with wavy leaf basket grass. It blocks out everything on the ground other than wavy leaf basket grass. The seeds are sticky. If you walk through it, you're going to get them all over your hunting clothes. And that's how it spreads. The little critters that live on the forest floor, the squirrels and the mice and the voles and the, you know, everything else, the groundhogs and possums and raccoons, they all get these sticky seeds in their fur. And then when they clean, they get, you know, they carry those seeds other places, and it gets established that way. It is nasty stuff. Zebra mussels was a big thing 30 years ago, but they are here, and there's a zebra mussel location map. So we've got a number of invasive species here in Maryland. The thing that caught my attention, of course, is the northern snakehead and the blue and flathead catfish. And there are other species that, you know, once were in called invasive that didn't turn out to be a great big problem, but these three are continue to be nasty. But on the plus side for Ellis Outdoors, we're creating a magazine called Big As Fish, and we're focusing on blue catfish, and we're focusing on northern snakeheads, and maybe we can help with the eradication, or at least the mitigation of some of these, or slowdown, let's put it that way, of some of these invasive species by promoting the fact that they're great to eat, they're great for angling, they're good bow fishing targets as well. So just wanted to let you know that this invasive species National Invasive Species Awareness Week. And somebody sent me a, and who shall remain nameless, sent me a article out of Utah talking about one of their invasive species, which is a bullfrog, believe it or not. Bullfrog is invasive to Utah. So they're urging people to cook and catch this little fat, juicy delicacy. And, you know, they've got recipes for frog legs and everything else. And so they thought people should be aware of the bullfrogs. And there's a guy holding up a big old batch of bullfrogs. Now, you know, you can catch bullfrogs here in Maryland. But the dumbest thing is that you cannot catch them on hook and line or with the traditional way of gigging them with a frog gig. A frog gig is a pitchfork with barbs on it, basically. A smaller version, but, you know, you light them up at night, their eyes glow in the dark, you find them along the edges of ponds and marshes, and traditionally you have a gig on a pole, and you poke them, and you bring them and put them in your bag. Not in Maryland. Anything that penetrates the skin is not lawful to catch a bullfrog with, which would include a hook, you know, a nightcrawler on a hook or a red piece of yarn on a hook. Nope, not going to do that. You know, that's how I used to catch frogs when I was a kid. You put a little piece of nightcrawler on a hook. You could even do it, like I said, with a red piece of yarn or something like that, and, you know, wiggle it in front of them. They strike at it like it's a prey. But you're not allowed to gig any amphibians in Maryland with a gig. So there you go. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's get a couple phone calls in here. Sorry, we're not giving anything away today until, well, maybe later. We'll see. We'll see how it works out with the show promoter. But we are having a good time at the National Outdoor Show in southern Dorchester County. Do they call it South Dorchester? I think they call it South Dorchester, so Golden Hill area. Oh, man, Stan, that's a good coffee. I was out of coffee, not feeling good, when our daughter stopped by one of the coffee shops and brought me a bag of coffee, and it's pretty good stuff. All right. Well, I'm going to keep talking, and you can too. All you got to do is give us a ring here at 410 WCBM 680. I was out and about in Frederick and Carroll County this week, visiting some folks out there. Got to say hi to some folks out in Jefferson and Mount Airy and Keymar and Tawnytown and Westminster, and had a chance to say hi to Brad Vosburg, my buddy up at Brownstone Trading Company. It had been a while since I'd talked to Brad. I normally get there before he's open at 1 o'clock on Wednesday and drop magazines off for him. But I got there a little later this time and he was open, and got to go in and talk about Senate Bill 327. And these guys were very interested in that. And part of Senate Bill 327 is a increase in the basic hunting license fee. And one of the fellows there was talking about, you know, well, what's a senior license going to be? I said, it's still going to be $5, which is what I pay. Anybody over 65, and he said, that's what I pay. I'm 70. I said, okay, good. He said, I still pay for all my stamps if I want to go for muzzleloader, bow, or whatever. I said, yeah, me too. You know, and the fur bearer and the waterfowl stamps and so forth. And he said, I don't know why they didn't address that and bump the senior license up a couple dollars. And I thought, well, that's interesting. You know, I don't know how many senior licenses at $5 are issued, but we were talking about the R3 program and, you know, recruitment, retention, and reactivation. And that's kind of what we were talking about. And he said, I think most seniors would go along with an increase for their licenses as well. And I'm thinking, even if there's 10,000 senior licenses issued and they increase it $3, it's $30,000 of, you know, and that's not what this is all about. This is about getting those numbers back up, you know, towards the numbers where they were in the 80s, and it's all about the matching funds, you know, the federal matching fund. So, you know, all right, Stan, how are you, buddy? Good morning.
Well, good morning. We're going retro. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Got you.
I heard you. I beat you by about 3 minutes if you were listening.
Yeah, I heard. I just stepped out of the truck and I heard that coffee burp. I said, that's it, I'm done. So I'm taking a break. Real quick, I got to get back to work. I got my stuff open. My grandson found a way to hit his grandfather up for a fly fishing outfit.
He's hooked on the trout fishing now, huh?
Oh yeah, he likes that. I said, you just wait till you get a surface hit.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's
it was nothing to fork over the money. I can't remember where they said they were getting it on, but online had some starter combos, some 8-footers and 4-piece 8-footer. My goodness gracious,
what weight? And,
oh, God, I can't remember. I can't remember to save my life, but I told
probably
him.
Probably six or seven weight, yeah.
I said GoPro or no show, because I want to see what's going on. So far, it's been 2 days. I don't know if he's downloading or what, but I can't wait to see it. He'll be hooked.
I will tell you, I don't use the fly rod as much as I like to. I like using it. I was gifted a 5-weight and a really, really expensive 5-weight and a reel and a case when I worked in Washington. And I took that on my first or second bear hunt in New Brunswick. And I fished the Miramichi with it and didn't have much success. Didn't have any success in the Miramichi. But the people that had the bear camp had a relative who owned a fish pond where he raised trout, and he raised actually Atlantic salmon for stocking. And you could go in and you know, pay money to fish his pond. And a 5-weight fly rod is pretty light.
Yeah.
One of the first fish I hooked was an Atlantic salmon at Latson.
Oh.
Yeah, it lasted about 10 seconds, if 5 seconds. You know, one, and I'm using little nymphs, like, you know, size 20 hook, you know, and I hooked this salmon, one jump and he was gone. But it was fun. But I started catching these big rainbows, and I caught a 23-inch, 5-pound rainbow trout, something like that, on a 5-weight fly rod, and I will tell you, that was quite a thrill. Quite a thrill.
Well, my thrill started when I was 14 going out to Colorado with some relatives and fishing out there in the streams and stuff. I didn't.
Yeah.
It was I'm trying to think, the old 505 or 508 Zipco.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because, well, you know, I was only 14 years old.
Yeah.
But, when I got back here, it was West Virginia, the South Branch of the Potomac, with a fly rod, and just south of Old Town, what is it?
Springfield?
Springfield. I'll always get Green Spring and Springfield confused. And, oh my God, nothing like it.
I may have run into you. I spent summers every weekend in the summer on the Potomac up there, out of Springfield. We'd park at a relative of a friend's cabin and hike down to the river and wet wade the river with a bucket of minnows on our belt and a can of night crawlers in our pocket, pretty much, you know, hooked up a little higher. And it was all live bait fishing for smallmouth bass. And I will tell you, we caught channel cat and smallmouth bass and fall fish and bluegills and rock bass. It was just a phenomenal way to grow up when I was, you know, 14, 15 years old.
So. And red eye or goggle eye. And oh my God, it was, I've got that one clip here. I don't know if I sent it to you or not, but it was something on, I don't know, some platform somewhere, where the guy's sitting there like about knee deep, and his friend hollers at him, "Game warden," and he drops the rod into the water.
No, I don't remember it, but go ahead.
I laughed my butt off. I got to send it to you. It's
okay.
Fantastic. Because in West Virginia, they take your rod, they take your reel.
Oh,
car.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old story about the two fellows fishing and the one guy, they see the game warden coming and the one guy takes off running. The game warden chases him down and, "All right, I'm guessing you don't have a license there, brother." He goes, "Yeah, I do. Here it is." He goes, "Why'd you run?" He said, "My buddy doesn't have one." So,
yeah, they play serious over there. I've never had a problem over here.
I've never had a problem with a game warden in my life. So
they're good people.
Just doing a job.
I know. All right, I got to get back to work, Mr. Allen.
Stay safe, buddy. Keep it between the lines. Keep the shiny side up.
Tell Miss Robin said hey.
I'll do it.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, Stan. See ya.
See
ya. Oh, cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Yeah, I baited Stan out of his truck by slurping on my coffee. And that was something I used to do all the time in the studio. You know, I'd sit there with my coffee and my little snack and slurp coffee into the microphone. And got an email or a call from a woman one time. She was not happy with me at all. I guess she thought I was rude. Got another call from a woman one time when I used to talk about the weather, and I would say the winds are out of the northwest today, 20 to 30 miles per hour, and gutsy. And she would try to correct me all the time. "You know, you're saying that wrong." Yeah, I know. I know it's gusty, but it's radio. You got to be a little bit entertaining, right? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. Give us a call here. And talk about anything you want to talk about. You're running the show. If you want to talk about invasive species, we'll talk about invasive species. I saw a carving of a snakehead last night. A fellow was bringing it in. Local taxidermist was bringing it back in, bringing it in. It must have been 5 feet long. It was spectacular. And then there was another fellow there that collects arrowheads and, you know, all the Indian artifacts. And he's a carver as well. He carved a blue crab that was just spot on accurate. He carved a snake head that was fantastic. So anyway, we got to take another break. Yes, indeed. Let's talk to Fran and then we'll try to get her all done. Good morning, Fran. How are you, dear?
Yes. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Your gums are getting better.
A little bit. I still got one spot. I went to the dentist this week, and he checked it out. He goes, "Oh, yeah, I feel a little piece of something down in there." I'm like, "Well, why don't you get it out? You know, it's killing me." But,
right.
You know, but, I still got a sore spot on one side. Got the sinus infection under control, if not cleared up. But still a little pain, and there's going to be a little pain, I'm sure. So I wear the dentures when I'm out in public, and I don't wear them here at home.
I was going to make a suggestion last week.
All right.
From my own experience with stuff. I know you love your coffee.
I do.
But it's been my experience that trying to sip on coffee, hot or almost hot, when you had dental work done, will keep the swelling longer and will cause you more pain. So I was going to suggest if you try a little iced coffee.
I like iced
coffee. It'll help the swelling go down, and it'll help decrease the pain.
I appreciate
that. I was thinking, But look, this is what I want to say. You know, I hope I didn't miss the update, but you said on your show one week that Camo Preacher's family had threw it out to request that we keep him in our prayers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you ever do an update? Is he okay?
He's home from the hospital. He did have a stroke. Affected the vision in his eye. He was on dialysis at the time. I don't know if he had some kidney failure with that or something. I'm not sure. But I haven't checked, quite honestly, lately. He was home and doing okay, but, so, you know, I would still continue to keep him in your prayers and lift him up because he does need it. So I haven't, like I said, I haven't checked lately, but I probably should. So
all right.
And if he's listening, he might be well enough to check in with us.
All right. Well, look. The other thing was this. I heard that the Chinese consider this the year of the rabbit.
Uh-huh.
And of course, when I heard that, what came to mind was our rabbit guy, Charles the Rabbit Man.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, if this really is the year of the rabbit, I hope he has the fattest and most rabbits caught ever since he's been hunting.
I'll pass that on next time I see him. Yep, okay. I'll pass that on. I saw him not long ago at Harry Brown's in Annapolis with the Hunters of Maryland that sponsored a little luncheon there, and I was fortunate enough to get an invite. So I did talk to Charles, and he's called me since we've talked since. So.
Oh, that's good. That's
yes,
good.
Indeed. All right, dear.
All right.
Well, thanks for the call.
Take care.
You got it. Bye-bye. Bye. Hey, you know, Spurry's Tire Service. I talked to Brent yesterday, as a matter of fact. That's located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, right off Route 50 here in Easton. It's a block off 50. You know, I say just off. It's one block off of 50. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. And we love Spurry's Tire Service. The locals do, too. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. Love my Firestones, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. You know, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. That's right. Garden tractors to farm tractors, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, all farm equipment, you name it, they've got it. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, they'll take care of that. And general repairs as well, tune-ups and so forth. They have 24-hour truck service, and you know what? Much more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. Here's the phone number, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, and call them, 410-822-7384. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires? Just stop by. Yep, Spurry's Tire Service, 410-822-7384. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more.
Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. The Donna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground from a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
A Beverly Hillbilly.
Yep, I'm going to go meet Ellie down by the cement pond. That's for sure. All right, we have a little bit of time left here. I have time for one more call if you'd like to give us a ring. Kind of, 410-922-6680. If not, I will tell you folks about backyard billies. You know, we talked about the pellet stoves. We talked about the wood stoves over the last few weeks and months because of the cold weather. And it was here. It's here tonight again. It always seems to get cold on Saturday for some reason. So, you know, it might be a good time to, if you're chilly today, swing by and take a look at what Backyard Billy's has to offer in the hearth and fireplace department. But while you're there, make sure you look at the grills. They've got the pellet pellet grills by Traeger. They've got the grill smokers by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. The outdoor fire pits, the fire tables. But take a look. If you're interested, take a look. They've got a great selection, believe it or not, of chicken coops. The price of eggs has driven people to get chickens and grow their own eggs. Now, we're very familiar with that because right across our thin little fence over there, we have a chicken coop with chickens and ducks. And, we get duck eggs. The neighbors give us duck eggs. We love it. The chickens have learned to stand on top of the coop now and bob their heads up and down and see over the fence. The rooster has decided he likes to crow about 4:30 in the morning, 4:15, and Robin is sometimes awake at that time, and she gets to enjoy that melody all by herself. The rooster doesn't have the traditional cock-a-doodle-doo. He's got about half of it right. And often, right, Robin? He's a cockadoo, yeah. Not unrelated to the cockatoo, at least by what he's saying over there. So, yeah, we're intimately familiar with how that all works. Matter of fact, one of the kids was missing one day and climbed up into the chicken coop. Somehow, they were out there yelling for this kid and they couldn't find him. And all of a sudden, they hear, "Get out of that chicken coop!" It was pretty funny, but the duck eggs are quite enjoyable, by the way, so I appreciate them for that, for sure. But chicken coops and dog kennels and dog pens and so forth at Backyard Billy's. Inside the showroom, you'll see all that stuff. You can check out the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle. You know, they do have the tables and chairs. And the Adirondack chair selection is amazing. They've got them high, you know, for high top tables. They've got them that swivel. They've got them in all different types and styles. And they've got them with herons on them. They've got them with crabs on them. So if you're looking for some new deck furniture and you like those Adirondack chairs, make sure you check out Backyard Billy's, Route 50, exit 44. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. You're open 7 days. 7 days a week. You're going to make your backyard look just great. Backyard Village. All right, there's the music, folks. Listen, get out, stay warm. Give your family a hug today. Come to the National Outdoor Show. We'll see you there.